Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. All the way from Mount Vernon, Illinois to your house, I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost. It's a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a little short, someone called it a mini service, where we can spend some time together in fellowship around the Word of God and some good singing and some praise. Let's sing. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And as always, it's great to be with you in Jesus' name. There is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. And His name shall be called Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. Therefore, we can sing, Jesus, Savior, pilot me. And are you washed in the blood? And yes, I'm free. He set me free indeed. Praise the Lord. Well, we can have a great time in the presence of the Lord. If it's convenient and possible, why don't you invite someone to worship with you? And as I tell you from time to time, if the radio time is not convenient, our website is always available. I update the programs every week on the website, and you can worship the Lord with us there. Just go to www.pentecostalradio.org. Click Listen Online. You can hear the service anytime. Just select a date, and you can worship the Lord with us. And if you want to keep a copy, you're welcome to download it. Just follow the prompts there. All right, let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Psalms 43:5. David said, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, who is the health of all my countenance and my God." Hallelujah. All right, let's take a Melodies of Praise hymnal. Let's turn to page 72. Here's a great one entitled, "I Want That Kind of Blessing." Clap your hands and let's sing it together. When Jacob met the Lord upon that lonely night and wrestled there alone until the morning light, he won a princely title to gird him from the right. I want that kind of blessing. I want that kind of blessing that saves and keeps and satisfies my soul. I want that full salvation till billows of heaven o'er me roll. When Israel at last came into the Canaan land, the Lord His riches gave, so full on every hand. They drove their foes before them and dwelt a happy band. I want that kind of blessing. I want that kind of blessing that saves and keeps and satisfies my soul. I want that full salvation till billows of heaven o'er me roll. Hallelujah. This
This is the day of grace. The Comforter is here. We are a chosen race. Our God is drawing near. He's waiting to be gracious, the prayer of faith to hear. And then he'll send the blessing.
All right, pray it now. I want that kind of blessing that saves and keeps and satisfies my soul. I want that full salvation till billows of heaven o'er me roll. One more time, let's make it a prayer. I want that kind of blessing that saves and keeps and satisfies my soul. I want that full salvation till billows of heaven o'er me roll.
Hallelujah.
Well, what a great theme for a prayer. I want that kind of blessing. You've heard me tell you from time to time, many of our songs, if you read them, they are prayers that have been set to music. And that songwriter was describing Jacob and the situation there. And the songwriter said, I want that kind of blessing. And today, if you want that kind of blessing, you may not be writing a song that'll be put in a hymnal, but you can look up to the Lord, open your heart and say, Lord, I want that kind of blessing that saves and keeps and satisfies my soul. I want that kind of blessing, that full salvation blessing. Hallelujah, that full salvation blessing. Praise the Lord. It'll keep our souls excited, and it'll keep our souls happy till billows of heaven over us roll, it says. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then let's pray for those great blessings. From Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God for the precious promise today. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that we are saved by grace through faith. Lord, we're glad that it's not of ourselves. There's nothing that we can do to obtain it. It is a gift from God. Lord, a gift is given to us without strings attached. A gift is given to us not because we've earned it, but because someone loves us and wants to bestow it upon us. And Lord, we did not do anything to earn salvation, but you loved us enough to offer us free salvation for a life filled with sin. Have your way in our lives today, and help us, Lord, to want that kind of blessing, that full salvation blessing. Lord, help our souls to rejoice till billows of heaven over us roll. Use this service today to touch some heart. I hope someone today, Lord, can see the difference. I hope someone today, Lord, can feel the difference and sense the difference in the fact of the life they're living and what you have to offer them. Why wouldn't anybody, Lord, want to surrender to you when you have the best thing this side of heaven, and in the end it includes heaven itself? We thank you, Lord, for all these great things. Touch each heart and life today. Speak to those that are unsaved. It'd be a great day for them to repent, Lord. And should someone be repenting right now, I pray you'll speak to them and forgive them of their sins. Help us, Lord, to reach out to you for those blessings that we need. And help us, Lord, in the meantime, to praise you and worship you from the depths of our heart. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, if you prayed with us, let's praise him now. Let the temple be filled with his glory.
Let the temple be filled with his glory. Let the courts be filled with his praise. Let us worship the Lord in the Holy of Holies. Zion rejoiceth again. Oh, let's sing it. Let's praise him now. Let's praise him. Let the temple be filled with his glory. Let the courts be filled with his praise. Let us worship the Lord in the Holy of Holies. Zion rejoiceth again.
And we'll give you some contact information at the end. Here's one entitled The Day of Wrath. Trumpet of Zion, our Lord is coming back to earth again. In the holy mountain sounds a warning to the one who wears the yoke of sin. Tell your children and your children's children of the second coming of the King. He is standing on the Mount of Olives, salvation to a dying world to bring. Hallelujah. And friend, that salvation he's bringing to you. You're part of this dying world. Look to Jesus.
Joel prophesied in all his wisdom, if we fail to walk the righteous path, it will be too late to beg for mercy at the dawning of the day of wrath. So tell your children and your children's children of the second coming of our King.
Listen now.
He is standing on the Mount of Olives, salvation to a dying world to bring.
Let's sing it one more time. Listen now.
Tell your children and your children's children.
Let's do that right now.
Of the second coming of our King. He is standing on the Mount of Olives, salvation to a dying world to bring.
Oh, let's get that message out. And those of you that help us with offerings from time to time and pray for us, you're helping us to get this message out to souls from time to time. Thank you so much. If you need special prayer, would like to call for any reason or text, 618-214-1410. And if you'd like to send a card or a letter, check, money order, song request, The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call, and the website again, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
Tell your children and your children's children of the second coming of our King.